You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If you make an early Shabbos, so you start eating and it is light outside. Oftentimes, by the time you finish eating, it is still light outside. And you might finish your meal, let's say, for example, like this week. Let's say the early Shabbos would be about 6:30. You get home, I guess, 7:15. If you have a quick meal, by 8:30, you could be benched. And 8:30, the sun is still up in the sky. So that means that you had your Suda Shabbos on, not on Shabbos. That's the question. Does your Suda Shabbos have to be on Shabbos, or is it sufficient if you were Mekabel Shabbos, and therefore your Shabbos could take place on Friday afternoon because, hey, you were Mekabel Shabbos? So that's the conversation we're going to try to figure out what the answer to is. A lot of people might come in with preconceived notions, and they're probably wrong. So whatever you're thinking, just know you're probably wrong. Why am I saying that? You'll see in a few minutes. So let's start with the first source, Brachas Daf Chazayin and Beis, which is really the beginning of the sugya of being Mekabel Shabbos early. And the basics, you've seen it. You've seen this line before, but we're going to build on it. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav Davind, Friday night Myriv before Shabbos started, meaning on Friday afternoon. Not only that, but Omer Kedusha Al HaKos. I asked the Gemara, I'm sorry, Omer Kedusha Al HaKos. Understood that he made an early Shabbos and he davened Marav, but is he allowed to make Kiddush on Friday afternoon? Or, anyway, Omer Kiddush HaKos. Let's think about what this Gemara's Shaila is. The Gemara says, it's a given you could daven Marav on Friday afternoon, but could you make Kiddush on Friday afternoon? What is the Gemara thinking that it's saying, I understand that Marav, that you could definitely do on Shabbos, on Friday, but Kiddush, maybe you can't. So you say maybe because Kiddush is Daraisa and Tefillah is only Darabanan, so maybe Daraisa you have to be more, okay, that's a good answer. What else could you say? Why? To distinguish between Tefillah, which could definitely be on Friday afternoon, Tefillah Shal Shabbos, but Kiddush maybe it has to be Balayla. Very good. So maybe by tefillah there's a special kulu because there is a shita, at least. There is a shita of the Tanaim out there in the world. If you ever learned the first Mishnah Brachas, for example, there's a shita in the Tanaim who says that you could daven Marav from Plag HaMincha. So since there is such a shita, whether we paskin like that or not, I don't know. But since at least there's such a shita, so you could daven Marav at least for Friday nights a little bit early while it's still daytime. Masha Einkein, there's no shita that says you could make Kiddush when it's not Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. That's another suggestion. So Avi suggesting that maybe because Marav has a din of Rishus, whatever those words mean. So the Rishonim said the word Rishus doesn't mean it's optional. It just means it's not as the high level of obligation as other Chiyuvim, but it's still Chiyuv. But you're saying it's less of a Chiyuv than other Chiyuvim, which is conceptually similar to the first thing that we said. There's a chil between the Rabban and the Rais. So you're saying, even if you don't want to be mechayev between the Rais and the Rabbanas, but still, tefillah is, it's even a little bit of a lower level because it's not an absolute, it's lower level, whatever the Gemara meant when it said Rishus. Okay, fine. So the question is, could you make this Kiddush before Shabbos begins? Zok the Gemara, Tashma, Gemara Chavzayinu and Beisim Brachas, so far, so good, but that doesn't answer our question. And you could also make Kiddush on Friday afternoon. This is how we paskin, says the Gemara. So, we definitely are permitted. It's in Mufrishu Gemara that you're allowed to make Kiddush on Friday afternoon. Now, let me ask you a question. What is Friday afternoon? Is it Shabbos? What is it? Tosefes Shabbos. This is a big Kiddush. The Kiddush is that you can make Kiddush on Tosefes Shabbos. That's a big Kiddush. Let me add a twist. If you can make Kiddush on Tosefes Shabbos, so you'll make Kiddush, you'll eat, but is it clear that when Shabbos comes, that the Kiddush that you made will count to allow you to eat on Shabbos also? I mean, we know you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So if you made Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos, could someone argue that the Kiddush that you made, okay, now you could eat. But once Shabbos comes, maybe there's a reset and Kiddush...
Why can't you eat before Kiddush?
Why can't you? Because it's Kiddush Shalom and Malkam Suda. Because it's not Kiddush Malkam Suda.
I had Suda.
What? Okay, fine. So hold on. Now comes Tosis, and this is a Tosis nothing to do with brachas. This is a Tosis in Arvei Pesachim, I believe. We know the Torah tells us that you have to have the Seder at night. There's an interesting sociological point in America that some of you might not be aware of. I teach non-religious students, and all of them have Seders. The problem is, do you know what time their Seders begin? All the aunts and the cousins, they all get together, and what time does Seder start? 6:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30. What time does Pesach start? 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9. By the time they're doing their Kiddush and they're doing their, when you see a statistic that says, you know, 65% of Jews in America have a Seder, that doesn't mean that 65% of the Jews are Mekayim Mitzvah Achilas Matzah and Mitzvah Achilas Shtiyas Dal Kosas B'Pesach. It just means that they do a Seder. They might, what? It's a mock Seder, exactly. It's a mock Seder. And then they drive home. And then they drive home afterwards. Right, that's a different issue. But even without that issue, so we know that the Torah tells us that Pesach Matzah Morer, says Tosfos, that's definitely Mitzvah Mishitachshav. And that's because the Korban Pesach says, Tochlu Es HaBosor B'Laila Hazeh. And there's a Pasuk by Matzah that says, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzah. So we know that the Korban Pesach has to be B'Laila. We know that the Matzah has to be B'Laila. And therefore, the Dalet Kosos are part of that also has to be B'Laila. Kiddush also has to be B'Laila. Aval, look at the second paragraph of Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Tzadita, someone based. Aval Su'udas Shabbos V'Yomim Tovim Motzi Ochiluhu Mibod Yom. But you could eat the Su'udas on Erev Yantif. Meaning, for the fact that we need all these Pesukim, and the fact that we have to go out of our way to tell us that Pesach, you have to eat your matzah and have your seder, make your kiddush after it's dark. That shows that a regular yantif meal you could eat before. That's Tosis's diuk. So Tosis adds, we did get through his question, whatever Tosis's question is, but he brings Rabbeinu Yehuda to you. It's afili benina gabe shabbos of yom tov ad shetachshach. It's possible that even if you hold that on yantif, you have to wait till it gets dark. Okay, well, we won't get into that. Either way, Tosfos seems to say that the svara is that only on Pesach you have to wait, but on other Yom Tovim you could go early. One more line. And then he quotes Yerushalmi. Look what I have in bold. But Yerushalmi min haMincha l'mala lo yutam klum ad shetechshach. So that's talking about Erev Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi sounds like you can't eat before nighttime. So we're a little bit we're in the dark a little bit. We seem to have a Tosfos who says that you could eat before during the daytime. We have a Gemara that says you could say Kiddush during the daytime. That's clear. Gemara says you could have Kiddush during the daytime. The Seuda to Tosfos says you could have the Seuda also during the day, and then he brings this Yerushalmi that's Masha maybe not. Yeah.
It's such a
to tell you that you could start
then they should start early
before
start
what's regular time
after
it's already dark. Okay, that could be. You're talking about Pesach or regular Shabbos?
On Pesach, and then you can do it on regular Shabbos.
I hear that possibility. Okay. Comes the Beis Yosef, and he quotes Mahari Abu Hav. Those of you who have been to Tzfat might have been in his shul. Mahari Abu Hav was a contemporary of the Mechaber, or a generation or two before the Mechaber. I always get mixed up. There are two Abu Havs. There's Mahari Abu Hav, one is the Rebbe, and one is a similar name. I was Mari Beirav. No, it was the Rebbe of the Mari Beirav. I'm confused. There's a Mari. Mari Abu Hav was his Rebbe, and there's a Mari, and there's the Mari Beirav. Maybe that's the Shul in Sfat. I don't remember. Okay, says the Beis Yosef. V'hakos of Hagom Mari Abu Hav. That might be his Rebbe. V'zos haKabbalah Yireh sheYochel Kabbal Shabbos Lechol Miyad. You can be Kabbal Shabbos on Friday afternoon and eat right away. You could eat right away on Friday afternoon before it's dark. Okay. Kach near, if that's what it seems from the Psakim, whatever he's quoting from the Rush. Shadavka achilas matzah whom you should tekshach, like we said in Tosis, that davka the achilas matzah is after dark. That's because it has to be like Korban Pesach. But achilas Shabbos you could have even while it is light outside. So you could have, according to, if we stop right now, we have the Maria Buhav, who's, let's say, the Rebbe of the Shulchan Aruch, who says that you're allowed to have your Shabbos meal before it gets dark. If we stop here, that makes life very convenient. Now, I want to point something out. For all of you who think this is not a shaila that happens every week, if you make early Shabbos, it really does happen every week. Because even if you finish your meal at 10 o'clock, you start, let's, again, you started Mincha Maariv at 6:30. You finished at 7:30. You got home at 7:45. So when you actually have a regular seuda, you're really only eating for the first half. You bring out the soup, you have your chal, you bring out the soup, you bring out the main, and then there's an hour of zmiros and parsha questions and divrei Torah and schmoozing and a little dessert at the end. But all of your achilu is really during the daytime. So anyone who makes early Shabbos, even if you think, oh, I have a long meal, chances are even your long meal, your eating is all before it's Shabbos. Yeah, certainly your challah. You don't have challah when you bench. So therefore, this shaila is very much like Gela Maisa. Comes the Beis Yosef and says, wait a second. I don't understand. If you look at the two bullet points, I don't understand how you could have that early Shabbos, that early Suda. Bullet point number one. Vim Tomar. Afagash yochel lecho miyad. V'nafik yedei Suda Shabbos. Wait a second. Mikomakom ikon lemesa lecho. Kodem shikar kriyashma. Oh my goodness gracious. Anyone who makes early Shabbos, when did you dive into Kriya Shema? You said Kriya Shema in the middle of the day. You weren't Yotze. Let's talk about early Shabbos for now. Hold on. You said Kriya Shema when you make an early Shabbos during the daytime. So you weren't Yotze Kriya Shema, you're going to have to say Kriya Shema again later. Are you allowed to eat once the night comes? Are you allowed to eat right now? You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. Not only are you not allowed to eat when this man Kriya Shema comes, you're not allowed to eat from half an hour before this man Kriya Shema. That means you're sitting there eating your early Shabbos. At a certain point, you have to just stop eating for the next half hour until half hour before it says you have to stop eating. Do you know anyone who does that? What? I don't know anyone who does that. Well, for me, it's good because I make the... Well, it's nice to say. Okay, I'm not sure if it's good. Second bullet point. Maybe we could get away with a heter to be able to eat if you make an early Shabbos. Shomer. You're saying a shomer? Who's going to be your shomer? Your brother? But maybe they're all also in the same boat. Could the person in the same boat be your shomer? Could you? Does that work?
No. Shomer
only
other people.
What?
Only people designated drivers.
Okay, but say, could you ask your sibling who's sitting next to you at the meal? Or could, right, that's what I'm asking. So I don't know if that shomer will work. Unless it's your next-door neighbor who's making late Shabbos is your shomer. She's not mechiv in Kriya Shema. Maybe, I hear that. So the second bullet point of the Beis Yosef, it comes up with a fabulous svara to permit you to eat on your early Shabbos, even though it is going to be half an hour before Shema. Why? He says a story like this. He says, we mentioned earlier that there is an opinion who says, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, you're allowed to be Yotze Kriya Shema from when? From Maariv, from Plag HaMincha, which is, and you're eating after Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a half or so before Shabbos. So since there is an opinion who says that way, I don't know if we pass him like that, but since there is an opinion who says that way, then you could rely on that. That at least according to one opinion, you yotze Kriya Shema. So that's going to now be permitted for you to continue eating. So that's the svara that he's saying. He's saying that for the din of not eating before davening, we're not allowing you to like do an aveira. We're just, the halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you say Kriya Shema, for that halacha, it's sufficient if you yotze the mitzvah according to one opinion. If you yotze the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you said Maariv after Plag, so you yotze mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim now don't hold you back from eating. Remember, the issur to eat before mitzvah is a chashash d'rabbanan. You might forget to do the mitzvah, but if you already did the mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham aren't going to say, oh, don't eat.
It's a regular night also. Regular
on a regular weekday, that is correct. If you would daven at the White Shul at Plaga Mincha, and you would daven Ma'ariv at, I don't know, it's 6:45 this afternoon, you'd be able to have dinner even before you ate. Even if it would be, you know, 9 o'clock at night, you didn't say you repeat Kriya Shema, you'd be able to eat dinner. That's what it would come out. That's correct.
You go to a wedding, they admire it after the Philippine penny at the shore.
If you go to a wedding and they, so you're not davening at your regular place. But maybe that's built in. Maybe it's built in that everyone goes to a wedding, you daven right after. Maybe it's like a Zman Kavua for a tefillah. If you have a Zman Kavua for a tefillah, you're allowed to daven. Problem is here, Friday night, you already davened. But you weren't Yotzei Kriya Shema because it was early.
I'm saying how does the local manifest itself on weekday?
If you're in a situation that you don't have a set ma'ariv b'zman that you're going to go to because you're not on your regular schedule, you should not be able to daven. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat dinner until you set an alarm on your phone or something. If you have a regular schedule, you always go to the 10 o'clock ma'ariv, then you could do whatever you want.
Started your suda early.
If you start your suda half an hour before, then you're allowed to continue eating until the zman of ma'ariv would come, right?
In this case, the answer to
if you start your suit early enough, that would be okay. If you start half an hour before the Zman of Kriya Shema, then this issue would be solved. Yeah. No. Depends on how you eat. Okay. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, Makdim lehispala arvis, yoser miyibimos hachol. Wow. Did you know that? There's a mitzvah to daven ma'ariv early on Friday nights. I always thought the real frumis, the real briskers, they daven, they wait till Tzeisa Kochavim, right? Whatever Tzeisa Kochavim is, whatever you hold Tzeisa Kochavim is, to daven ma'ariv. And they're not making on Friday nights. That's for the wusses who have little kids, who care about their little kids. If you want to be medaktik in halacha, you should wait for daven ma'ariv at the right zman. Guess what? The Shulchan Aruch says not like that, briska chumra. She says, Shulchan Aruch, no, you're supposed to daven early on Friday night. U'beplag ha-mincha yochel ha-hadlik le-kabel Shabbos b'tfilas ha-arav il-lechol miyad. Shulchan Aruch paskins, you could eat right away. Now, all he said is that you could eat right away. Does that mean you could eat your entire suda right away? That the Shulchan Aruch didn't say. And that's what we have to figure out right now. So we definitely know, I think you didn't have to come here tonight, to know that you could eat before Shabbos starts, and you can make Kiddush before Shabbos starts. The question is, could you finish your meal before Shabbos starts? And to that, let's look at the Taz in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. So comes the Taz in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, and he actually quotes three opinions on this matter. Kots b'sefra chasidim. Shabbalel Shabbos tzar shiyeh, gemar hasudah balayla. The Sefer Chasidim says, you could start before Shabbos, but the end of your suda you have to wait till it's nighttime for your suda to be finished. That means you're going to have to eat a little bit after dark. Mashal nag shlo achal below Shabbos al halayla. He was machmir. The Mashal said, you can't eat before Shabbos. He was worried because of one of these various svaras that we threw out sometime tonight, that if it's not Shabbos, how could you fulfill a mitzvah to save Shabbos if it's not Shabbos yet? I mean, we take early Shabbos for granted, so much for granted. We don't think about the fact that you're doing a mitzvah of Shabbos and it's not even Shabbos. It's a funny, and that's what Mashal says. You can't eat. You can make early Shabbos, but you can't have a seudah early. So nighttime, that's Mashal. Velinira says the Taz, came the Tosefes Michol al Hakodesh Udaraisa. Since we hold that Tosefes Shabbos is Midaraisa, therefore, when you accepted Shabbos, it really has a din of Shabbos Midaraisa. And therefore, he says, you could finish your Suda even before Laila. So we have three opinions. That's why it's numbered 1, 2, 3. And the last one says that it depends on the Machlokas if Tosefes is Midaraisa or Midarabanan. If you would hold that Tosefes is only Midarabanan, he wouldn't allow you to have your Seuda on a Zman that's only Derabanan to fulfill your Seuda Shabbos on a Zman that's only Shabbos Midrabanan. But since we hold that to establish Shabbos is midoraisa, so mamish became Shabbos, then you could, then he's willing to, this third opinion, say you could have your full suda while it's still light outside. Ah. That's what the Taz writes. On that Shulchan Aruch, in a different siman, on Reish Samach Zayin, bottom of the page, bottom of page 8, quotes a Shlah. Magen Avraham says, Kasa b'Shlah b'save the Sefer Chassid, and this is the Sefer Chassid that we saw, that you should finish your suda at night, le'echol kizayis balayla, kedei l'kayim gimel su'udos b'Shabbos. Well, there are supposed to be not three sudas. It's supposed to be three sudas on Shabbos, and therefore you have to have a kizayis of the pashas bread after it is dark. Yeah, it's the seventh Shabbos, correct. That's right. It's not Shabbos. The seventh Shabbos. The question is, what's the din of the Tosefta Shabbos? Right. So the Magen Avraham is quoting the Sefer Chassidim, and he says the Sefer Chassidim holds you have to have a kezayis of bread after it gets dark. So make sure you leave room in your belly. First of all, make sure you leave room in your belly to have a kezayis of challah at the end of the meal. And second of all, make sure that the end of the meal is taka after dark. However, the Magen Avraham, bottom line of Abatosis, Rashmash, with Yachal Likmar Asudami Be'odyom, the reason that we gave before, since there is a Rabbi Yehuda who already considers it by night, so therefore you could have your Suda earlier, but look at the last three words of this Magen Avraham, the very top of page 9. Mikom akom tov lahachmir. That means the psak of the Magen Avraham, and my friends, this will be the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that it is a lichatchila, tov lahachmir, that when you make early Shabbos, to have a kezayis of challah at the end of the meal when it's actually dark. What? You could eat everything, but leave also have a kezayis at the end of the meal, so that at least you had a kezayis of bread on Shabbos, so that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Sudos Shabbos.
Isn't that being made all Maybe it sounds like that
the Sefer Chassidim himself just says you should be Gomer Hasuda Balayla. So Gomer Hasuda Balayla, he's understanding to me, right, the middle sheet, the Mashal says your whole Suda has to be a night. The Sefer Chassidim, whom he's quoting, which was number one, when I had the 1, 2, 3, he just says the Gemara Suda has to be Balayla. So as long as you had a Kezayis of Challah after dark, this is L'chadchila, and that is going to be how the Mishnah Berurah is actually going to pass it. I'll tell you who's against this. You know who says you're allowed to finish your Seuda while it's still light outside? We met him last week, the Trumas Hadeshah. The Trumas Hadeshah, which we mentioned last week, told us the story that, you know what they used to do on the Danube River? They went, right? They made early Shabbos, and they ate, and then the whole community went for a walk along the Danube River, and it was still light outside. What do you see from that, Trumas Hadeshah? That story, what? Oh, the Yom Gadol was still daylight. So according to this Trumas Hadeshan's story, from whoever the Gedolim that he's telling us the story of, clearly those Gedolim who did this, you know, took the walk with their families on the Danube River when it was still light outside, did not hold like the Sefer Chassidim. And certainly didn't hold like the Mashal, you have to have your Suda. They definitely held that you could start your Suda early. Now, between you and me, Rabbi Osai, all the other Shitas who are Machmir are all Achronim. This is the one source that we have, is the Trumas Hadeshan, is the Rishon, and he says, at least the story is from the Rishonim, that they did finish their Suda while it was daytime.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It was based on this. This was the same Trumas Hadeshan. It's not the Shitas, but this is the Trumas Hadeshan.
Also, who hold that you can start and you can make Shabbos for a clock, would also therefore logically hold that you can finish for actual Lila. Because he doesn't hold of any of these
coolers or going
to the Yehuda or
going
like this, and it has to be
Lila.
He doesn't tell me the
Shabbos,
it doesn't have to be
Lila
in the first
place. He's saying that you could just be Mekabel Shabbos whenever you want, but that still doesn't answer the question of Seuda. All that it showed is that you could be Mekabel Shabbos early. The Trumas Hadeshan that we learned previously says you could be Mekabel Shabbos at 3 in the afternoon on Friday. That doesn't mean that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Though. This is a different point.
Do we know that the Trumas Hadeshan is quoting from didn't go home at night, that would be there. Should be Suda or Shalom Zachar or something?
I don't think they were wealthy enough to just have, you know, Shalom Zach. You think they had charcuterie boards besides the ones at the meal?
Besides the bread, totally.
First they had the sushi. Then they had Matthias.
And then later, then they went for the walk, and then they came back, right. So, comes the HaShulchan, and he deals with a beautiful Diak in a Rambam. A very beautiful Diak in a Rambam. This is the Lamdasha section of tonight. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, just like you could daven but while it's still daytime, so too you can make Kiddush while it's daytime. And he quotes the Ram. Look at the Ram at the end of that first line of the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Samach Zayin. Zel Shano. Yesh lo l'adam, says the Rambam, l'kadesh al hakos, erev Shabbos v'od yom, you can make Kiddush while it's still daytime. That's the Gemara told us. Afa pisha lo nechnes Shabbos. Great. That's what the Gemara told us, that you can make Kiddush while it's still daytime. Or the Magen Mishnah, right? Does anyone know the Magen Mishnah's first name? Vidal. Why is that important? He lives in the 1300s. Vidal. Why is it important that his name is Vidal? A really nice Parisian Frenchy name. A real nice Geisha French Geisha name. Why is that important? What? Okay. Why is it important that the Magen Mishnah had a really nice Geisha French name? Everyone known her as the Vidal Sassoon? Yeah, same name. Same French name. Ramosha brings a riot from here that you're allowed to give your son a Goyesha name. From the Magen Mishnah's name, Vidal. What? Avin Peter, that's also true, right? Okay, so says the Magen Mishnah, Ravina Vidal, that he, after the Rambam says, hi, Avram, we're talking about, could you be have your Sa'uda in its entirety when you make Olei Shabbos? Before it says, before it's dark. We just saw the Magen Avram said that you should be machmir to have a kezias after it gets dark. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Rambam, says you can make Kiddush before Shabbos. And on that, the Magen Mishnah says, we're going to be making the deacon in the next line of the Magen Mishnah. Chos the Magen Mishnah, Sha'af al pishim of od yom kideish. One second. Sha'af al pishim of od yom kideish, mutul lo erev lecho b'kiddush zeh. You may, even though you made Kiddush while it was daytime, don't worry, you're still allowed to eat once Shabbos begins. I'll say that again. Magen Mishnah says, even though your Kiddush was in your Tosefes Shabbos, you're allowed to eat when it's Shabbos. What in the world does that line mean? Even though you're allowed to make Kiddush in your Tosefes Shabbos, you know what? You're still allowed to eat when Shabbos comes. So does that mean that Kiddush worked and maybe you made a little bit of, you had, I don't know, mizonos when near to Sabbath Shabbos. But it worked, but you have to have your meal later on. Is that what it means? Or that if you made Kiddush early, you can make Kiddush early and eat early. And if you want to eat later, you can eat later also. But like, why do you have to be told that you have to eat?
It sounds like he's intimated that you have to make Kiddush again.
One might have thought, he's bavoring such a havim. One might have thought that if you make Kiddush in Tosefes Shabbos, maybe when real Shabbos comes in, you have to make a real Kiddush. No, you don't have to. But the fact that he's speaking that out, says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that means that, because really the Seuda has to be at Shabbos. So maybe you might have thought that the Kiddush that you made won't work for your Seuda that has a din to have on Shabbos. If there's no din to have a Seuda on Shabbos, you can have a Seuda in Tosefes Shabbos. So, of course, the kiddush they make in Tosefes Shabbos, you'll be Yotzei the Din Seuda on Tosefes Shabbos. The fact that he has to say that the kiddush of Tosefes Shabbos works for Shabbos itself might be a little mashma that your Seuda really has to be on Shabbos. But don't worry, there's a special leniency in Hilchos Kiddush that the kiddush could have been earlier. That could be. That could be. But Halacha L'maisa, he does come out, the Aruch L'Ner does come out, the Aruch HaShulchan does come out that you could have your Seuda on Erev Shabbos, and he quotes, look at what I have in bold in the middle of the hollow bullet points. He quotes the Trumas HaDeshen, Shall you go from Seuda Shabbos v'Od Yom? And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan holds Me'ikar Hadin, you're allowed to finish eating entirely while it is daytime. But he concludes, I have it in bold, and highlighted V'yesha Kosu B'Shem Sefer Chassidim. We saw that, right? The Sefer Chassidim, the Tzarech Le'achol Kazayis B'Layla, and that's what the Magen Avraham quoted. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Chumra ba'alma hu mimidas chasidus. What? Right. It's a Chumra ba'alma. It's a Chumra ba'alma. You don't really have to do it. If you want a real frumak, and you want to be, you know, really, really, you want to be a real, you know, if you're a brisker and you're looking for Chumras, you should have a kezias after it is dark. But that's just a Chumra ba'alma, mimidas chasidus. You don't have to do that. Gentlemen, compare that or contrast that, jump down seven lines, and you see the quote from the Mishnah Berurah, and look what I wrote in red. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the fact that maybe you should have your bread at night, because the point is you still have to have your shoes. So this Shabbos is, have to be on Shabbos. If it's not Shabbos, it's not a Suda Shabbos. Ulechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nachal Nachal Shudivrayim. So we really have Rabbosis of Machloka, Salachal Maisa, Aruch HaShulchan, who says, who quotes this Chumrah, but says it's not necessary unless you really like looking for shopping around for Chumrahs. And the Mishnah Berurah, who says you should do this. So somebody asks you, what does the Mishnah Berurah hold? The answer is, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you make early Shabbos, you should have a kezias of bread before you bench, after it's dark. First of all, make sure you bench after it's dark, and then make sure that you have that kezias of bread only once it is already dark. Yeah, but that means your Suda Shabbos is really, you're being able to Suda Shabbos on Shabbos. That you're just making, you know, that's if you want to do that's most lechat chila. You're having a Suda Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. That's what the Magen Mishnah is allowing. That's the Kiddush and Hilchos Kiddush, that the Kiddush that you make during Tosefta Shabbos still works for the Achila of Shabbos. And that means that the Su'udah might not be the same as the Din Kiddush. The Din Kiddush, which makes sense, you want to do it at the beginning of Shabbos. That's the whole idea of Kiddush. Zachrei b'chnisaso. And you can machnas it early. So the Din Kiddush and the Din Su'udah are two separate dinim. And they don't have the same time frame. Kiddush should be when you're Mekabel Shabbos, even during Friday afternoon. And the Suda Shabbos, according to this opinion, should be at least partially on Shabbos. That's correct. That's correct. So now, I want to go to, we finished the first two-thirds of this discussion. I want to finish off the shiur with one-third of a different model. And this is a model that I do know that in Lakewood people do this. Look at what the Mishnah Berurah, it's actually quoted from an Magen Avraham, puts forth as an option. A different model of early Shabbos that we don't do here, but it's another option. And maybe it will solve some problems. Well, let me explain to you what the problems are. Those of you who daven here, early Shabbos, whichever minute of the early Shabbos that you daven at, you're saying Kriya Shema before Laila, which we think is not so geshmak, because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah properly. And when are you going to say Kriya Shema tonight al Hamita? It's not Kriya Shema b'Bricha Seha. It's also not Selechat Chila. So if you want to be really firm, what do you want to do? You want to daven a late Maariv, which is going to be, what time is the late Maariv? Let's say Shkia this week is about 8:30. So you want to wait 40 minutes after Shkia. So Maariv should start at 9:10, 9:20. Maariv will finish at 9:30. You get home at 9:40, and you should start your Sudas if you're from at 9:40 p.m. If you want to daven Maariv as man. Like we do on Yom, which we do on Yom Tov. That's exactly what we do on Yom Tov. When we get home very late, we started our Seder at 9:30 for that reason. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could have your cake and eat it too. You can make an early Shabbos and still daven Maariv and say Kriya Shema at the right time when it is really light. How? Look what he says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kibel alav Shabbos, afil adayin yom gadol, dina hafi, you could do the whatever. If you want to be Mekabel Shabbos early, Friday afternoon or early Shabbos, Ule Kadesh, you make Kiddush, V'le'echol, and eat your Shabbos dinner, Ule Hispalel Arvis Acharchach Balayla Roshai. Wow. And this is some shuls in Lakewood have this option. They daven Mincha in Yeshiva at 1:30 in the afternoon. So we're not going to get into any types of disasters. Mincha's out of the way. What happens when it's, let's say, 6:45? The family all gathers in the living room. They say Kabbalah Shabbos. They sit down at their dining room table. They make Kiddush. They wash. They have their entire Suddah Shabbos. Then there's in Lakewood, you have Marav's Bisman. They go to, there's a Marav, right, at 9:30 Marav, 9:20 Marav, Friday night. They'll go to Marav. After they finish, they bench, they sang, they bench. They go to Marav at 9:20.
They missed out on the
Marav Shal, correct. But they got, but they were Machmer on a Kriya Shema, which is Daraisa.
Okay.
So this sounds like a great solution to have your cake and eat it too. You could make your early Shabbos minyan. You can make your early Shabbos Seuda. Your kids are going to sleep at a normal time. After the kids go to sleep at 9:30, you could go to Mariv and daven your Mariv lechatchila. So I pointed out before that the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's more lechatchila to daven earlier, to not daven bisman on Friday nights. But okay, so it's me. It's the Shulchan Aruch against the Brisker Chumah. Because the Be'er Halacha says, Be'er Halacha says, okay, without, I don't want to get to the Be'er Halacha. Rav Shechter, in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav, has two critiques on this model. What? Lakewood. Some, meaning in Lakewood, daven Melech Gedola, they daven Kabbalah Shabbos at Plag, and then they have meal with their family, and then they go to Shul for Marav at night after benching, based on this Magen Avraham that we just read two lines above, the Mishnah Berurah that quotes the Magen Avraham. So this din is the Magen Avraham who says that you could do this thing, that you could eat before Marav, right? What we're really doing is you're having your Suddah Shabbos before Marav. Comes with Shechter, comes with quoting with Soloveitchik and says, you know what? I don't think that's so posh at this Magen Avraham. You have this Lakewood option, we'll call the Lakewood option, of eating before your Daf Marav. You know why? Because I think, says the Rav, that the Gra argued on this option. Why? Let's see inside. I and my Rav, look at the Gra. Machlokes ha-magen avram v'agra. Imutu lehosif mecholal ha-kodesh lekadish mebodyom v'lech l'sudas ha-shabes and the dav marav afterwards. Meaning, even though the Magen Avraham said you could dav in marav, you could have your su'udah while it's daytime and dav marav afterwards, the Gra says you can't do that. Similarly, the same issue, we'll talk about that second issue, and let's see why. Because if you look, skip a few lines, and he quotes a Rambam, the first word on the line is a bracket, al pi gmar psachim. The gmar psachim tells us how you're supposed to have a yontif day. What does yontif have to do with our discussion of making an early Shabbos? Because this is how you would have your day, bein b'Shabbos or bein b'yontif. She is seder hayom, was chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'Hashem. And this is the way the day was described in the Rambam. How do you have a day of Yontif, which is Chetzi Lashem or Chetzi Lachem? Ma'ashma Debeinu Shei Hakol Naaseh Keseder. Shetchila Yispel Arvis. This is how the Rambam says it. How are you supposed to have your Shabbos schedule? Daven Marav. After that, you have your Friday, your dinner. B'chakak Yochal Sudachas. In the morning, Daven Shachas Muzav. Then have your meal. Then Daven Mincha. Then have Shalash Shuvis. That's what the Rambam tells you to do. And as medayik in that, Rav Soloveitchik, vim lo asa kaseid hazeh, harichose lo b'chetz yel Hashem. You're not doing the chetz yel Hashem. Because the chetz yel Hashem says you're supposed to do this and that, this and that, this and that, three times. Davin and then look, I'm sorry, davin and eat, davin and eat, davin and eat. Rabosai, how many people, especially when it's a late, this time of the year, like to have shal shudis at like 5, 6 o'clock, and then they'll go to the shul, and they'll learn, they'll go to daf yomi. That's against this. That's against the Grah. According to the Grah, Shal Shuddis has to be after Mincha.
When people
hear
the
Davin
falls during Mincha, then you just do the
exact. Oh. That should be fine.
That should be fine. That should not be fine, because when you're doing two Davin and then two Sudas, that's the Davin, Suda, Davin, Suda, Davin.
I'm not sure. I hear that. I'm not sure.
If you watch the video, you don't need Shal Shuddis anyway.
Right, but there you don't have an option. You're saying it would be lechatchila to daven a very early mincha and then have your shal shuddis all before mincha k'chah. That would be hard. And therefore, according to this, says Rav Soloveitchik and says Rav Shechter, based on that, the whole suggestion, the Lakewood model that we suggested, is against the Gra. Because what's the Lakewood model? Have your Suda before you daven Maariv. That's not real. That was started in the 1500s in Sfat. There's another Gemara doesn't talk. The Gemara just says, boy, you know, doesn't have a real Kabbalah Shabbos. So according to the Gra, you can't, you're not supposed to eat your Suda before Maariv. There's a Tzura. And the Gra wouldn't allow that Achilas Suda before Maariv. And therefore, the Gra argues in the Smugna from who allows that possibility. And therefore, you'd have to first daven and then eat.
How is the Seder a Seder of Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem?
I think the way he's understanding Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem is that it's one-on-one. That you do, every part of your day has a component. It's not like the first 6 hours you do this and the next 6 hours you do that. Sounds like each section of the day should have a Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem component. For every meal, there was a davening first.
The order of Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem sounds like you can go first.
But that can't be because in the morning it's not an hour. So they have to daven first.
If you prepare during the meal, would that be considered Hashem?
That's yeah. Okay, so what are we coming out with, Lamaisa? Let's stop here. But let's just review what we just learned tonight. We learned that there is a machlokas whether or not you can. Everyone agrees that you can make kiddush while it's still daytime. Machlokas is, does the Suda have to be, could the Suda be while it's daytime, or does it have to be while it's mamish night, or that middle shita, which the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are machmir for, that you should have a kezayis of challah while it is, way after it gets dark. The Aruch HaShulchan said, that's a chumrah, midas chasis, you don't have to do it. But the Mishnah Berurah says, nachum lahachmir, and this is what I indeed tell my children, on Friday night, so you should try to leave room at the end of your meal before you bench to have a kezayis of challah. And secondly, this other model, this Lakewood model, we see that it is a tempting model because it allows you to have a daven maariv bisman late, which is great for your kriya shma bisman. But the sacrifice is that the Gra doesn't like to have this switching around of the order of the Shabbos schedule. So if you do that, you, again, everything has its advantage and its disadvantage. If you're going to making an early Shabbos and davening early, then you have to stop eating. Then you can't start eating, I'm sorry, within half an hour. So by the way, those of you who make our new Magen Avraham middle Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's say the Magen Avraham's man is about 7:20. You get home 8:20. 8:20 is when you're starting your meal. You know, I want to start your meal. That's half an hour before Zman Kriya Shema. Something to think about. Okay, thank you, Rabbi, for joining. Yeah,
with the Lakewood type of way of doing it, do they have to wait for Plag to make Kiddush?
Yes, they have to wait for Plag to make Kiddush. They could only, the Lakewood model only allows to make Kiddush after Plag HaMincha, then the Mekabel Shabbos after Plag HaMincha, and then they have their Seuda, and they have 3 hours.
The Plag is still the issue, so like it doesn't
happen. Yeah.
If you're in Norway or Iceland, it's
right. Except we saw two weeks ago that there's a Chumash Hadash that says you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos before the Plag HaMincha. That's not standard.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.